As we just discussed, history is a collection of facts. When you attempt to wedge beliefs or demands into those facts, all you do is bury those facts and create a dangerous misunderstanding of history. While the belief and demand of some is that the Founding Fathers had no connection or association with faith and also had no desire to include or acknowledge religion in the Declaration of Independence, their own words factually reveal otherwise. John Adams, July 3rd, 1776, it ought to be commemorated as the Day of Deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. 1781, Thomas Jefferson said, "And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God?" Ben Franklin once said, "If men are so wicked with religion, what would they be without it?" Benjamin Rush from 1806, "The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. Without this, there could be no virtue, and without virtue, there could be no liberty, and liberty is the object and life of all republican governments." John Witherspoon in 1776, "There is not a single instance in history in which civil liberty was lost and religious liberty preserved entire. If therefore we yield up our temporal property, we at the same time deliver the conscience into bondage." Richard Henry Lee, 1786, "A popular government cannot flourish without virtue in the people." Thomas Jefferson, 1774, "The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. The hand of force may destroy, but cannot disjoin them." Speaking of Thomas Jefferson, the claim has long been made that it was Jefferson who advocated for the separation of church and state, forbidding any inclusion of faith in government. That's simply another dangerous example of a reinterpretation of history. The proof to counter that claim comes from Jefferson's own words in a letter that he wrote, 1802, to the Danbury Baptist Association of Connecticut, which reads in part, "Believing with you that religion is a matter which lies solely between man and his God, that he owes account to none other for his faith or his worship, that the legitimate powers of government reach actions only and not opinions, I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declared that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state." Now, doesn't that sound more like Jefferson was calling for government staying out of religion than the other way around? The framers of the Declaration of Independence did what they did fully aware that they were endangering themselves, and that's not an understatement. They risked, and many were met with, attacks on themselves, their families, financial ruin, capture, imprisonment. Knowing all this as a certainty, why did they gather to do what they did? We find the answer in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us."